Once upon a time, there was a young boy who had one arm that was longer than the other. One arm was very short, and it only came up to his belly button, while the other arm was extremely long and dragged on the ground. It was good for when he was doing things like playing basketball or reaching for the cookie jar on the top shelf. But his other arm, he had a very hard time with things like tying his shoes or picking up his pencil when it fell on the floor. This distressed the boy. And so he went outside and went for a long walk.
On his walk, he noticed that there was this little girl following behind him, just close enough that he could feel like someone was there. He kept looking back, and every time he looked back, she would jump behind a tree or behind a bush. So finally, he hid behind a bush and waited for her to come out. And when she started walking towards him, he jumped out and said, "What are you doing?" And she looked and she said, I just wanted to see your arm. I've never seen that before." And he got really upset. He thought, "Well, this isn't very nice. This isn't what you should be doing." She's like, "No, I think it's awesome. I think there's a lot of cool things we could do with that. Like, you'd be really good at some sports and some games, and maybe we could play some practical jokes on the teacher." And he thought, "Yeah, this is something I should do."
So now the boy had something that he never had before. A friend. And they got up to all kinds of hijinks together. They became a sort of duo. If you saw one, the other was never far behind. They got up to all kinds of pranks on the teacher, and they became a stellar badminton pair. No one could beat them at badminton, or tennis either. They were just a fantastic pair. Until one day, the girl came talking up to the boy, walking up to the boy, and she had tears in her eyes. "Oh no," he said. "What's the matter?" "My parents are moving to another city."
And the boy was distraught. He couldn't believe that his only friend was leaving so soon. He couldn't stand thinking about having to make a new friend. All the other kids made fun of his arm, and the little girl was the only one who really understood him. But the day soon came, and she did move away with her family. And he would write letters to her and send her photographs, but it wasn't quite the same. A few years later, the boy was older, and he was heading to school. And once again, he noticed something behind him. He turned around and he saw this man with a big bushy beard. And he turned around and the man didn't jump into the bushes like the little girl did. Instead, he came up to the boy and he talked to him. And he said, "Young man, I own a circus. Would you be interested in joining the circus to be a curiosity?" And the boy said, "Well, you know, I'm still in school and got a lot of living left to do." The man said, "You can make a lot of money being a curiosity in the circus." And the boy said, "Well, I'll have to think about it." And he did think about it.
And he decided this would be the life for him. He traveled the world with this circus. And as circus people go, he became extremely popular. His name was everywhere. He even got in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest arm ever. His life was starting to shape up, and he discovered that he had a lot more friends, but they weren't true friends. They were people that were after his money or wanting to be with him because he was the famous long-armed man of Massachusetts. And then one day, they traveled to a small Australian town, and he heard a familiar voice.
It was Sally, his childhood friend. She had followed his career with some admiration, but had felt a little timorous about approaching him. She didn't want him to think that... She didn't want him to think that she was only interested in rekindling their friendship because of his fame and money. But the long-armed man from Massachusetts had enough money that he took her out to a really nice dinner on the beach. And they caught up and discovered that they were truer friends than ever. And to make a long arm story short, they got married and lived happily ever after. The end.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
The long arm.
The long arm man from Massachusetts.
That we don't name. We don't name our characters.
We don't.
We talk.
We don't get a name.
We always say, we refer to their names.